I've always felt, contrary to all evidence, that about 5 o'clock on Sunday evening must have been the time Christ died.
Chuck us a prayer. Shall I give Le Peltier your love?
No! I love this language. To put a spurt on. To lick the dust. To test the bottom of a dog. What do you suppose that means?
It's what they have to do before they make their... what's it called? Oxtail soup. Let me see. I became a fabulous opera. I saw that all creatures are condemned to happiness. Action is not life, but a means of squandering strength, a wearing down. Morality is intellectual weakness.
Well, it is, isn't it?
And what's this? Rhymes? I have researched the magic shapes of the happiness no one escapes. That's wonderful. What does it mean?
It means exactly what it says. Word for word. No more, no less.
I often wonder why you chose me.
I chose you for a very good reason.
Are you going to tell me what it is?
I was aware from the start that I knew what to say. But you... you know how to say.
Are we going to listen to George Odger this afternoon?
Who?
George Odger, Republican. Will speak on behalf of the discharged and imprisoned constables.
Doesn't sound very interesting to me.
At least it's free. We're very short at the moment, you know.
So you keep saying.
But don't you think it's time we took a job?
I've told you before, I'm not going to take a job. I've got better things to do with my time.
I mean, just a part-time teaching job or something.
No! There's nothing to stop you getting a job if you want to.
I don't want to. I have to.
Well, I don't have to. Anyway, I'm not staying here much longer.
What?
It's best if I leave you for a bit.
Why?
Look, do you want a divorce from Mathilde or not?
Of course not.
Well, you're going to get one. They can give her one on desertion, you know. Let alone desertion and sodomy.
I know that.
I don't want to get mixed up in it.
That's why it's better if you stay here. I mean, if you leave now, it'll be an admission of guilt, won't it? Obviously. The only answer is to bluff it out. That's why I've told Le Peltier that if Mathilde's father likes, we're ready to submit to a medical examination.
Are you mad?
No. Look, I phrased it delicately.
What have you said?
Rambo and I are quite prepared, if necessary, to let the whole gang of them look up our asses.
Suppose he takes you up on it?
He won't.
I'm leaving next week.
He couldn't possibly.
You don't think he made this accusation because he was looking for a way to liven up the long winter evenings, do you? He made it because he knows.
Nonsense. It was a theatrical gesture.
Oh, you always judge people from a literary standpoint, which means that your assessment of their motives is usually inaccurate.
Anyway, it's him that's in the wrong. How many times have I asked for my things back from that house, and he's still got them there?
You're in the wrong.
All right, I'm in the wrong. If you say so, then that's established, isn't it? Now, perhaps you'll let me get on and finish my letter.
I shall leave next week.
We'll discuss it later, shall we?
I doubt it.
Of course, it won't go today, even if I post it. The post is terrible in this country.
Are they open yet?
Are we going to listen to Mr. Odger?
Drinks first.
Just a minute, I'll have to have a glass of milk before we go.
Mm.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's very foggy up.